14675 megahertz repeater, which will relay it worldwide through the Internet Repeater Linking Project. The ISS will come over the horizon at 11:29 and will take about 10 minutes to pass overhead and disappear from our view. Commander Frank Culbertson is expected to man the radio on the space station under the call NA1SS. Students from throughout the school submitted questions to ask, and a panel of teachers selected the winning questions. The prize for the students who wrote the questions is getting to step up to the microphone and ask the question live during the ISS pass. This classroom features a permanent amateur radio station for HF, VHF, and UHF, and satellite operation. Please stand by. The space station is currently over Canada and is rapidly approaching us from the northwest. In a moment, it will appear over our radio horizon and our contact will begin. Thank you. NA1SS, this is W4UNC at Guy B. Phillips Middle School. Over. NA1SS, this is W4UNC at Guy B. Phillips Middle School. Over.
W4UNC.
This is Sophia. It is called the International Space Station, but which nations are the main participants? Over.
I'm sorry, we're not copying you. This is W4UNC. Would you come again, please?
The last question was sent on by another station. Go ahead, please.
This is Sophia. It is called the International Space Station, but which nations are the main participants? Over.
4UNC, NA1SS, how do you read over?
We read loud and clear, thank you. Over.
This is Sophia. It is called the International Space Station, but which nations are the main participants? Over.
This is NA1SS. This is W4UNC at Guy B. Phillips Middle School. Over.
W4UNC, this is much better. We had people trying to break in on the other one.
Okay.
Go ahead with the questions, please.
Here we go.
This is Sophia. It is called the International Space Station, but which nations are the main participants? Over.
Sophia, this is Frank, the commander of the crew, and we have 16 nations participating. Russia and the U.S. are the primary participants, with Canada and Japan having large investments, and the European Space Agency has a very large investment also. Over.
This is Kathy. How have the lessons learned from Mir been applied to the International Space Station? Over.
The lessons learned from Mir have been applied in many ways. In fact, a lot of the technology that was used on the Mir has been improved and incorporated in the Russian segment. And the way we operate, what we learned about operations in Mir has been incorporated in our multinational, multicultural operations here. Over.
This is Arosha, KG4FTR. If you ever make some sort of mess on a space station, how do you clean it up? Over.
If it's a liquid mess, we generally use towels, sometimes a vacuum cleaner. If it's a lot of small parts, we either use a vacuum cleaner or we just go around and pick them up one by one. But you're right, that's a major problem up here in zero-G. Over.
This is Cindy, K1UNC. Hurricane Michelle caused a great deal of damage in Cuba.
Were you able to track its progress from the space station? If so, what did it look like? Over.
Roger, we can see Michelle very clearly. It was very large. The problem is we can't see what's going on underneath it, but we can see where the eye was. We were watching it closely because we were hoping it wouldn't affect the shuttle on the pass. It's supposed to come pick us up in December, but after it passed Cuba, we couldn't really see much in the way of damage or effects of it other than the change in color of the Caribbean. Over.
This is Ricky. My science class is doing a project studying how reality affects dreams. Can you tell us if your dreams in space are any different from your dreams on Earth? Over.
I don't think they're really very different. In fact, I don't really usually dream about being in space. I dream about being back on Earth. Everything seems pretty normal. Over.
This is Philip. Do you have coffee in space? And if so, what happens when you drink them? Over.
We don't have any. They tried it on the shuttle a couple of times and on Mir. If you have a lot of carbonation, they go all over the place, so they're pretty difficult to drink up here. Over.
This is Rachel, KG4NYF. I'm a violin player, and I was wondering if you have a favorite instrument you like to listen to in space. Over.
Actually, Rachel, we have a guitar and a trumpet up here. I like them both. I don't have much time to play them, unfortunately. And I like listening to all kinds of music. All three of us do. Over.
This is Alex. What actual time do you use since you pass over all the different time zones? Over.
That's a very good question, Alex. Normally we use Universal Time or Greenwich Mean Time, and we generally get up at 6 and go to bed around 10. Right now we're shifting our sleep to wake up at, for us, what would be 1:30 in the afternoon and go to bed at 5 in the morning, so it works out about the same time as the U.S. because we're getting ready for a spacewalk next week. Over.
This is Mai. How does this job affect your family's life? Over.
Well, that's a very good question because we're gone for so much. We're gone a lot for training, and then, of course, we're gone for 4 to 6 months on the station, so it's a lot like being in the military and deploying overseas. But my family's very strong, and they deal with it very well, and we prepare for it, but it does affect your time away from your family, and we miss each other very much. We're all looking forward to December. Over.
This is Dustin. How do you communicate with the people from different countries in the International Space Station? Over.
That's another excellent question, Dustin. English is our primary language. However, I speak enough Russian to be able to talk to the Russian Mission Control Center and a little bit of Japanese and a couple other languages, but that's just by chance. We mainly use English, but communication is very, very important no matter where you are. You have to learn to be able to understand each other and to express yourself clearly. That's important for you guys, too. Over.
This is Sophia. Has there ever been an experiment on the International Space Station that has had really surprising or unusual results? Over.
Before UNC, are you there?
This is W4UNC. Yes, we are. Go ahead.
Okay, I missed the last question. Sorry, yes, sir.
This is Sophia. Has there ever been an experiment on the International Space Station that has had really surprising or unusual? Over.
Yes, Sophia, that I would call unusual or surprising, but we haven't seen the results of a lot of the data yet. It has to be analyzed primarily on the ground. But they're very interesting experiments, and it's interesting to watch how they develop, particularly in some of the protein crystal growth and some of the life sciences. Over.
This is Kathy. How is being an astronaut rewarding to you? Over.
Well, I've wanted to be an astronaut since I was 13, Kathy, and worked towards that by reading everything I could about how astronauts have trained and educated themselves and prepared for this. And I've been very fortunate to have my dream come true. And that's probably the best thing about it is to have your dreams come true. But as far as being an astronaut, being able to travel, to be able to go into space and to be weightless and to see the Earth from this unique vantage point is the best reward I have. Over.
This is Alosha, KG4FTR. How many satellites do you pass during the day? Over.
W4UNC, I'm losing you again. Maybe you can do us
one. You're still there. Go ahead. Will do. W4UNC.
W4UNC, ISS, how do you read?
Which one?
Okay. This is W4UNC, do you copy?
4UNC, NA1SS.
NA1SS, this is W4UNC.
W4UNC, NA1SS.
You're coming in loud and clear. Go ahead, please. This is W4UNC.
W4UNC
and A1SS. Oh, excuse me. A1SS, do you copy us now? This is W4UNC.
I've got you now. Somebody's broadcasting NASA Select on these channels and it's interfering. I'll have to report that. Over.
Rick, we're your next question.
This is Ricky. If your day doesn't fit Earth, what time do you sleep and when do you wake up? Over.
We're generally driven by what our operational requirements are, Ricky. If we have a spacewalk coming up, we have to time it for a certain time, or if the shuttle is docking or another vehicle. But generally, we get up at 6 Greenwich time and go to bed about 10, and we eat 3 meals a day, and we have 2 meetings with the ground, morning and evening. Over.
This is Philip. Now that you've been in space for a while, have you forgotten what it feels like to be on Earth? Over.
That's a good question, too. I guess I'll find out when I get back, but I think I remember it pretty well. I haven't been gone but 3 months, and I'm pretty comfortable living in zero-G, and I'll probably make mistakes when I get back to Earth and drop things, but I think I remember most of what it's like. Over.
This is Rachel, KG4NYF. What are we learning from the International Space Station that might help us in the further exploration of the solar system? Over.
The question was broken. I think you said, what are we learning from the ISS that might help in further exploration? The biggest thing we're learning in that regard is how to stay in space for a long period of time and what it takes for people to live here and what the vehicle has to be able to do. How do we recycle our atmosphere, our liquids, all of that, fluids. And this is the kind of vehicle that will go to Mars or will be stationed on the moon in the future, I believe. Over.
Is it hard to memorize what all of the buttons in space and the space station do? Over.
Sometimes it is. There's a lot of them, and a lot of computer activity you have to do, but we spend a lot of time training, and of course when you get up here, you use it on a daily basis, and it becomes real familiar real quickly. And before I lose you kids, I want to say that I'm very proud of what you're doing. Happy to hear a lot of your amateur radio operators, and your questions are really, really good. I'm very impressed by what you know and what you do, and I hope you keep up the good work in your education. It's the most important job you're doing right now.
Thank you!
NA1SS, this is KE4JZM. Clear. W4UNC, clear.
Which one of the 12 things are we on now? Yeah, okay, good.
You're on the secondary.
The secondary.
Back up.
Kilo, Edlay,
Well done. BK5OK.
Nice job. It was interesting to listen to.